Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. I'm Dr. Richard Friend, and today we hear from Dr. Tom Wyda, who is the Chief Medical Officer for University Medical Center. Dr. Wyda will discuss the value and importance of Medicare wellness visits. These annual visits with your doctor can help identify future health problems before they become an issue. Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
Welcome to Health Matters once again. We're glad that you've joined us. Our guest today is Dr. Tom Wyda. He is the Chief Medical Officer at University Medical Center. Dr. Wyda, we always appreciate your time and expertise. Good to see you, sir.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
We want to remind folks my age and older that there are new opportunities for us to get annual checkups that are so important, but a new way of covering the expense of those. Tell us about that.
Yes, for Medicare patients, there's something known as an annual wellness visit. Basically, when you first get into Medicare, that first year, you can get a welcome to Medicare visit, and then after that, an annual Medicare wellness visit. The purpose of that is to really sort of develop a preventive care plan for each individual so that they stay healthy and stay out of the hospital and be as healthy as they can through their years that they want to enjoy their retirement.
You see a lot of patients, and think about the ones that are senior adults now. You're not going to keep them alive forever, but your goal is to keep them as healthy as possible for as long as possible. And if you don't see them once in a while, you have no chance of helping them with challenges.
Right. I mean, the Medicare wellness visit also includes the opportunity to order particular screening tests that are actually covered by Medicare without a copay and without a deductible. So not only is the wellness visit in that category, but some of the other tests that you would order for screening are also without a copay, without a deductible.
For a patient who comes to see you for this now free checkup, what are some of the things that you really are on the lookout for a relatively healthy senior adult? But what are the things that you want to keep a very close eye on?
Well, we basically focus on, is there any underlying depression? Is there any underlying dementia that may be getting worse because we can screen for that? Can you get up and walk across the room and back? Or are you prone to falls? Because breaking a hip really has a high mortality rate. We also do some screening, mammography screening, not necessarily for you, but for the women, is very helpful. What it does not include, though, is a complete physical. It just includes basically simple blood pressure and vital signs, but it does not include a complete physical. It really is a healthcare inventory.
How do they go about then getting blood tests, urine tests, the things that are involved in a real physical? That is not included in this wellness check.
Some labs are included in the wellness check. So if you have certain underlying conditions, a blood sugar may be included. Certainly, if you were a smoker, then a CAT scan, low-dose CAT scan, can be included every year to pick up early lung cancer. Or if you were also a smoker or a current smoker, they may do an abdominal study to check for an aortic aneurysm or an enlargement of your major blood vessel, which could be prone to rupturing.
When I get my annual physical, I don't know what any of those numbers mean, but I always find the PSA line because for a man in his 60s, that line, that number is very important. I know that's important with any senior adult male that you might see.
Right, and the PSA is actually one that can be covered as well with the annual wellness visit.
I've heard people say, not doctors, just people on the street who, that's where you get your good medical information, you know, from people on the street.
Oh, say, not the internet?
Well, maybe the internet too. If you live long enough, if you're a man, you're probably going to deal with some prostate issues, if not prostate cancer. Is that somewhat accurate, or do a lot of men never experience a problem?
No, a lot of men may develop a prostate issue if you live long enough. Certainly, just general enlargement of the prostate is something that's very common. And they say, you know, if you live long enough, you probably will get prostate cancer, but it won't kill you. Ah. And so there are two sort of like differences in prostate cancer between aggressive forms and much less aggressive forms that really don't always deserve treatment.
In fact, you call that, is it watchful waiting? What do they call it when we're not going to do anything, we're just going to keep an eye on this?
Right. Watchful waiting, maybe check serial PSAs, see if it's rising very quickly, or if it's just a very slow rise or just a little bit above normal. May not really need to do a whole lot with that.
Let's end with this for seniors who are watching this that were not aware that they have this opportunity to get a wellness checkup. Do they have to do any paperwork, make any phone calls, or just inform their doctor that they'd like to get their annual wellness check?
They just need to call and say they need to do an annual wellness visit. Mm-hmm. Be careful not to say a annual physical, because that's interpreted a lot of times differently, but an annual wellness visit. And that may take a fairly long time because there's a lot of questions. I know in our office, some of our nurses sometimes will spend up to an hour with that patient, really assessing home environment, assessing fall risk, assessing allergy risks, things of that sort. So it really is an intensive history experience.
We can't overemphasize how good of news this is. Oftentimes we think we wait a long time out there to come see you, doctors, and then we're in there and we're just in there for a minute. This is pretty comprehensive. Even though it's not a general physical, it is comprehensive. You spend time, nurses and doctors spend time with folks to make sure it's a complete wellness check.
Correct. And when you leave, you should have a personalized healthcare plan outlining really what preventive services you should have over the next 5 or 10 years.
I said it when we started. I'll say it when we end. We appreciate you, your time, and your expertise. Thank you, Dr. Tom White. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate all that you do as well.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Demopolis.